Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin with Flowers for You. I'm down in Riverside, California. I'm one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. We're going to be having one of our guest chefs back. I'm so excited that Dr. Steve could make himself available tonight to just see where we go with this wonderful conversation. So, hey, Dr. Steve, how are you tonight?
I am doing great.
You are always doing great, and I love that. Ah, good. Thanks for asking me. And we also have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
This is Mr. Jamie, and I'm doing good.
Mr. Jamie's doing good. And we have the wonderful and glorious Gloria. Hey, Gloria, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderfully. It's so great to talk to you.
Okay. She's a wonderful, wonderful gal and doing really great. Okay. So, again, just to remind everybody, Dr. Ward in the house. He is a chiropractor in Long Beach, California, specializing in chiropractics, but not just your ordinary chiropractics. He actually looks at the spine in a lot of different areas. And Dr. Steve, can you go ahead and kind of give a real quick review of what kind of chiropractor you are and how you specialize in the gifts and talents that you have?
Sure. I am a spinal column stressologist, and that's something my dad invented in the mid-60s is when he started his research, and spinal column stressology looks at standing and seated, front view and side view, full spine x-rays. At that point, we mark 50 measurements on the spine, and then over the years, we've been able to classify mental emotional stress as it relates to curvatures of the spine. My practice deals with a lot of very serious conditions. I'm known for my work with Duchenne muscular dystrophy children, but I've worked with cancer cases and neuromuscular diseases, and then a lot of different behavioral patterns as well.
Okay. Are you working with anybody like that right now?
Yes, I work with all those types of cases every day. I treated 48 people today, and many of the people I treated today had some severe problems. One's a new Duchenne muscular dystrophy child, and he's 8 years old, and pretty severe for his age, but the challenge there is a family history of muscular dystrophy, and always in those cases, the child who follows another family member that maybe has died from the disease usually is much more severe.
Have you ever found, I know because like we've talked before in other conversations about that you could have somebody adopted into a family and then wind up having like, say somebody gets adopted into a muscular dystrophy family. Is it possible for that adopted person to take on those things, even though it may not be something that's hereditary?
Well, it's not very common. Unless, you know, it was a female that was adopted into the family and she carried the gene for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, because in Duchenne, which is the most severe form of muscular dystrophy, females are always the carriers of the disease, and that produces Duchenne muscular dystrophy only in boys, not in girls. So it is possible. I don't think it would be very common, but you know, I would say it's possible.
Well, that's the politically correct thing to say, I'm sure, huh? Yeah, there you go.
I think
we could talk about, we had a show before, and just to remind everybody that you can go back into our archives And we've got at least 6 to 8 shows with Dr. Ward that you can check into. It would be really wonderful to be able to check in and then off some of the wonderful conversations we had. But we had one thing we were talking about with unreal expectations. And I don't know about anybody else, but it seems like that seems to be a big lesson for me lately, coming up with just looking at these levels of where you're expecting stuff to happen and then it doesn't. I was wondering, how would that look in just the body on different levels when you're actually looking at a patient, when you can tell that it's something like that? Or is that going to be too like a vague, you know, question for you?
Not really. I mean, what you would find is you would find rib pain in the shoulder blade area at the level of the third rib, which would be relative to a feeling of inadequacy, and that is very common when people set unreal expectations, because if their expectation is unreal and then they do not attain it, then it will come back as a feeling of inadequacy. And if it's a female, she will experience pain in her third rib region, and if it's a male, he will experience pain in the third rib on the left. One would be on the right, mm-hmm. and one would be on the left. So you can look at body pain as giving us an indication as to what's going on. But certainly mm-hmm. in expectation cases on a male and a female, you would look to see if there is a right short leg, because in the right short leg people, a lot of times they are setting really high expectations. And when they do not, you know, even if they attain it, in a lot of cases, they will not celebrate what they attain. They will immediately set the expectation higher. So we look at that as being a misdirection. We would rather people give their best, celebrate their best, rather than give their best, set a higher expectation, and then feel inadequate because they immediately set the expectation higher. So mm-hmm. did that make sense?
Well, yeah, that was a pretty defined answer. Okay, good. I was like, wow, I don't know what he's going to say with that. So you go, Dr. Steve. Because I know there's been instances when I've had the privilege of actually seeing going to Dr. Ward's office, or his clinic, which is the Ward Chiropractic Family Center in Long Beach on Spring Street. And it's so wonderful to see you actually, you know, doing your practice and actually helping people to assist in shifting and stuff like that. I know one thing that I've been privileged to see is you were talking about how people lean forward. And sometimes in their ways that they, you know, would express stuff like that in the body. Could that be something as well, as having something expressed as, you know, either, you know, for expectations?
Well, sure. You know, people begin to break down forward when their attempt for approval doesn't work. So say I'm looking for approval from a parent, and I try my very best, and then I go to get the approval, and it's withheld. Then what will go through my mind is that I did not do enough, so I will go on a journey to do more. When I go into that process, I'm going into more of a driven behavior, and when that's mm-hmm. the case, you will see a forward curvature of the spine. So when you are seeing severe forward curves, especially in the standing position, because forward curves are much more common when we sit than when we stand, but if it is really far forward standing, it is a much more severe issue, and that person is continually over-pushing. They're pushing through their warning signs, and their overall system is fatiguing.
Mm. So they need to do raspberry therapy, right?
Sure, why not?
You're like, what is that? And they go, okay, then.
No,
I don't do that anymore. I'm going to, and
that's
I say, no, no, thank you. Yeah, raspberry therapy. I just came up with that. I'm winging, okay. So, Jamie, do you have any questions for Mr. Steve?
I'm just taking it all in.
You're just taking it all in. Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'm always fascinated with the practice of just how the body expresses itself so profoundly. Of course, you know, to seeing Dr. Steve, I mean, it's been fun. A couple of times he and I have actually gone to lunch, and he'll just sit there and look at people, and he can just like, blah, 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 he rattles off all this different stuff about people, and I'm like looking at him going, really? Okay. But it is really amazing. How is your book coming, Dr. Steve?
Well, interesting that you asked. I worked on, over the weekend, 14 chapters that are pretty strong. And then I have another 18 chapters that we are going through, and I'm pretty close to it. So we figure by September the book should be done. And
okay.
So that's
well, so
going
it will
feel
be available
good.
For your it'll be available for Christmas sales, right? Will you that's the gift that keeps on giving giving it at Christmas time, right?
I sure hope so. I have people helping me on the project. And they are really pushing me to, you know, forge on and complete the project.
That's, you know, it's such a blessing to have people that are just helping you to carry a vision, you know. That's such a blessing to have people that can just, like, push you in any direction you need to go. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So that's really good.
Yes, I'm fortunate to have many really good people that are willing to do a lot of the work to help me in my journey. So I give them the credit. I do need to complete the task.
Yes, you do. I mean, I know your father would be very proud of you, and I'm sure he is very proud of you, and just recognizing, you know, getting this thing out on a certain level where a lot of people can embrace the information, and I'm looking forward to some seminars from you. I'm sure you're going to have to take this thing on the road once you get some books out there. So that'll be exciting.
I'm sure lots of things will happen.
Oh, I'm sure they will too. So, what chapter are you working on right now that you're just super excited about?
Well, that's hard to say. I get excited about so many of the chapters, and I guess over the weekend I went through the four basic patterns, which are four different chapters. And I really did a lot of work on the anger chapter. So that's what I did. I finished up with yesterday. And it turned out really well, I think. So I'm trying to help the person understand the difference between being passive, being aggressive, and being assertive. Because in teaching people how to be healthy in their expression of the hurt that they feel in their life, rather than denying their hurt or internalizing their hurt or coming from heavy anger with people, because, you know, it's all in how we deal with hurt. And if we deal with it in a healthy way, we can be heard and it can be resolved. And if we deal with it in unhealthy ways, then what we do is set off reactions to our honesty.
So what would be is there like a physical practice that would help you to release anger, or you're wanting to come more from just understanding that feeling and maybe coming from a place of not being judgmental about it, but just recognizing what it is and knowing on a certain level that it's there to help us to move through something that could be actually helping to be transformational for ourselves?
Well, so many people, I think that we need to start with helping them to be in tune with their body and to understand when a pain pattern comes up that wasn't there and then all of a sudden appears, that we want to look at what took place right prior to the pain appearing. So we want people to be more in tune with their body so that they can see, okay, well, this hurtful experience took place, and as a result of that, I have pain in my body. At that point, we want to help coach people in maybe how to express that hurt outwardly, but maybe not really going at the person immediately. Maybe the first step is just having a voice and being able to express, wow, that was hurtful. It didn't make me feel good. It triggered a feeling of inadequacy or self-judgment or whatever that may be. And then after we help people to understand that, then we might teach a person how to preface what they're feeling, so when they do express it to a person, they can express it without setting off a reaction. And in something like that, it would be simple. You might teach someone to say, Well, I have a lifetime issue, and throughout my life I've taken my hurt internally, and now in my life I'm really working on that issue. So I want you to know that this is not all about you. This is a lifetime issue. But when this was said, it made me feel this way, and that was hurtful. By prefacing, we are able to express what we feel. We're also able to help someone understand it from their perspective, because many times the person doesn't even realize they did something to hurt the other person. So it's just simple techniques can be very effective. And as we find, once we can teach people better ways to deal with their stress in their life, then they can minimize the pain in their body. And, of course, that's exciting to them that they're not in chronic pain.
Mm-hmm. Do you promote meditation as a part of some things for helping some of your patients to be mindful and just kind of connecting to their body in a different way?
Robin's radio.
Yes, I think meditation is very powerful. I also think prayer is powerful. So, I'm not really that skilled in meditation, but I have some friends that are, and I definitely refer to different people when I feel that's important. Just like if it's nutritional, that's not my skill set, but I have people that are really good. So that's what I do.
There you go. So when it comes to nutritional stuff, is that something that's on a regular basis with things, or does it kind of depend on the certain kind of issues that you have that you're noticing with the patient?
Well, I really want to promote a holistic approach with people. And so I oftentimes will express a certain person that's really good. And, you know, if I tried my whole lifetime to be good in nutrition like a couple of my friends are, it would take my whole lifetime to get where they are. So instead of doing that, I'd much rather just put out a call to them have them help out.
I think that's wise. You're such a wise guy. There you go. Just to remind everybody who's listening in, if you want to go ahead and give us a call, and we do have a couple spots open on the switchboard, that's going to be 646-727-3206 if you'd like to go ahead and come on live and ask Dr. Ward a question. And we do have our chat room open, so we're going over and go ahead and activating it, clicking onto that, and any kind of questions you'd like to have on there, I'm keeping an eye on that as well, and we can go ahead and have that taken care of. So there you go. So when it comes to any other things that are kind of happening with expectations that are kind of coming up for you, or do you think you're kind of just with the generalities of looking at the leg differences when one being longer than the other, and then looking at the ribs and having them be something that's out of alignment? Would that also come into indigestion and things like that, depending on the body, or am I going? That's actually probably lower, isn't it? I don't know.
Where I would treat for that issue would be more than likely around the 12th thoracic vertebra, which would be lower in the spine. But so many times those issues are relative to hurtful feelings that are taken internally and not expressed. But for an adjustment, I would adjust the lower thoracic spine. I would do it through a wall adjustment technique, and we would unlock that stress load in the body.
Mm-hmm. So are you seeing, you said you had, how many patients did you see today, 45?
Well, I'm not really sure. It might have been 50 or 48. It was an insane day. And if you know my practice, I allow people to come back. I had 9 new patients today, and each one of those patients came back twice. So that means I really treated probably 70 people today.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people realize it, but I've had a couple different situations with friends of mine that have come in to see Dr. Ward, where we'll come in for the initial adjustment, and then we'll go out and, you know, basically take a break and stuff like that and come back, because maybe we could talk about that a little bit, how the body just likes to be really tricky and kind of go back, slip back into the old way of being very quickly. We're like, okay, I'm going to slide back into that again, and then he'll go ahead and switch it again. So how many adjustments could you actually do a day and still have it to be where it was effective and easy enough for the person to have that many, you know?
Well, I've treated people as much as 7 or 8 times in a day, you know, people that are so bad, they're crying, they're pain so bad, so I'll treat them every hour on the hour. You know, being effective in treatment is testing the body to see what specifically you need to treat. For instance, today I had a young lady who came in with severe left shoulder blade pain and neck pain, and she was crying. She was in a lot of pain. So, of course, I went into talking to her about the male issues, come to find out that her husband had recently died, and he was waiting for an organ transplant, and they actually got word on her birthday that they found an organ, but he shortly died before they could do a transplantation. And so she had been holding all her emotion together for the whole sickness that her husband was in, and then afterwards she's been in complete emotional breakdown. So she comes in with a shoulder and neck problem. I immediately go to the root of that issue. She breaks down and she cries for an hour. And by the second time she came back, her pain was 80% better. So it wasn't, you know, the miraculous adjustment. It was the ability to the emotion that needed to be released and to help her to get into forgiveness, because as most people do in that situation, they become the savior and they're attempting to save, and then they fail to save, and then they go through a self-annihilation process as if they were inadequate and unable to do the job properly. So it was a deep, you know, very deep day. I had many really interesting cases, and but that one was really worthwhile for me because I was able to help her so much today. And but that's what it's about, you know. It's about giving people little tools to help them have the powerful life that they can have. And it is hard when we lose people we love. However, we can either hold it in our body or release it from our body. And my hope is that she'll begin the journey of releasing it from her body. And, of course, the root issue didn't start there and dealt with her father abandonment issues. And so his loss triggered her abandonment issues, as we see so many times. Trauma increases. You know, when we have trauma, it takes us back to trauma.
And trauma can start even in the womb, right?
In her case, her trauma started with an abandonment that took place while she was in the womb by her birth mother.
Yeah, I think that's just so fascinating that, you know, from the time of conception, we really are just such a intuitive and sensing being, even before we've, you know, come out into the world, just sensing that on a level when we're basically, you know, in our, you know, so much in the growth with a mother. That's very interesting.
Right.
So have you found that there's certain places on the spine that kind of hold different kinds of emotions? Because like when you were talking about that, I was wondering, is there a place on the spine that actually would be kind of the forgiveness area, or the, you know, just different levels of releasing and having things shifting and stuff on the spine?
Well, you know, it's a deep subject because you can have certain issues that are dealing with forgiving self or forgiving others that will show up in the spine. But a lot of times in severe backward curvatures, you know, so many people, especially say someone's left and backward, they have such challenges in releasing. So things come up from the past into the current, and they're constantly going back over these dysfunctions, whereas a lot of times the people who operate more in expectation more in the right term, more emotional, you know, they don't tend to keep bringing up the old stuff as much. It's more
mm-hmm.
the people who operate in heavy logic. And so, you know, our journey is to help people to, you know, break free from that and help them to forgive and help them to forgive people that hurt them. And in doing that, your point that you want to drive home to the person is you are taking this experience personally. In reality, it probably wasn't personal. It was more generational. You know, a man who cheats on his wife, he hurts his wife, and the wife is going to take that personal. But if the man has an abandonment of the father, then he's duplicating this pattern of behavior. And you know, that's why you find a lot of right-curve men, they are the ones who are likely to have multiple relationships with women. So even when they're in a somewhat healthy relationship, they may look outside of the relationship for other female companionship, and it is because of their inner feeling of inadequacy that commonly is taking place. So I don't know if I answered that question, but that's...
No,
there
I
really
think you did.
Specific,
so you're saying any guy that's been doing that, basically you can come into the Ward Chiropractic Center and get, you know, he can get adjusted, right?
Well, they need to get adjusted.
You're
going to
be a busy guy. There's a lot of that going around. Okay.
Well, and the challenge is, you know, because their need is for female approval, they need it from multiple sources. And so, you know, it's a really unhealthy dynamic. Although it may be exciting for some for a short period of time, it's very unhealthy. And it's better to, you know, get a handle on it and really try to find, you know, a healthy relationship that you can grow and evolve in rather than having someone who is maybe really good for you and then harming that relationship by allowing your feeling of inadequacy to injure it.
Right. We're looking at just another level that, you know, both parties, we're going to see levels of abandonment and, you know, the challenges of forgiveness. So there you go. It's going to be on there. Well, we're down to our last couple minutes, so I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you, that's for sure. And also another thing that Dr. Ward is proud to have been created is the power of positive computing. And actually, if you go to chiroman.com, there's connections there that you can actually go to. And what he's created are these beautiful photographs that have all kinds of wonderful quotes to go with them. And he's got the full gamut of men in history, women in history, different kinds of avenues for different stuff. He's got 11 different themes. Is that right? You've got more now.
Twelve
different themes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can actually download those. You don't necessarily have to have it. He has a CD available, but you can also do a download that's pretty darn easy to take care of. And he's been very generous, and I have a couple of those that I love to have on my different laptops, which I enjoy having those running when I'm kind of behind the scenes when I have other stuff going on, which is wonderful. So if you want to go ahead and get in contact with that, that's one way that you can do that. Also, like I said, go to chiroman.com. And there's ways of poking at that. Dr. Ward is available on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3. And do you have another session after 3? Or you're done at 3 o'clock?
Well, my hours Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are 9 to 12:30 and 2 to 5:30.
Okay. And, you can do on Friday. And are you still available on the first Saturday of the month?
I do work the first Saturday of the month unless it's a holiday, and then I work the second Saturday.
Okay, so the second Saturday. And if you'd like to contact him, you can go to 562-420-8884. Again, that's 562-420-8884. So thank you so much, Dr. Ward. We thank you again for being on, and we love having you as one of our guest chefs. And we'll be talking in the future with some different stuff. Because he's, like I said, he's going to have his book out. So, you know, kind of pencil that in for some ideas for some unique Christmas presents. So we thank you all for being on. Thank you again, Dr. Ward, and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.